Stealing out of sheer desperation after a devastating earthquake is something Cesar Sonmez can empathize with. He's been living in a tent with his family after his home was damaged. The shoe store owner estimates nearly 7,000 pairs of shoes were stolen. His pleas to the looters to only take what they needed were ignored. Yet he speaks with an aura of calm.
We have so many brothers who have died. I live with the pain inside of me. I'm ready to do whatever I can. I have no other option but to be calm. This is in our culture as a country. We can understand people.
The commercial district in the ancient city of Antakya was deserted on Sunday. But for business owners and employees, salvaging what they could by the handful, often endangering themselves by entering the hulks of structurally unsound buildings. Many are homeless and in mourning. Everyone seems to know not just one, but dozens of people who have died.
When I see other shops, I thank God. Other places are worse as people have lost their lives. We can fix our businesses and continue. May God help everyone.
Thousands of trucks full of humanitarian aid have been dispatched to the southern provinces. There have been some instances of that aid being stolen. 57 people have been arrested, according to the Ministry of Justice. President Erdogan says looters, anyone who engages in corruption or capitalizes on this catastrophe, will be punished. And this is why he declared a three-month state of emergency in the earthquake zone. Now the people here say they expect the government to honor its pledges, to rebuild their diverse city, and hope aid will be distributed equally.
We are living together like brothers and sisters. This is a city of civilizations. We are used to living like this, and we don't want the government to discriminate with regards to the situation.
People are being asked to evacuate, but those we spoke to say with so many people they know still buried beneath the rubble, they can't leave just yet. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera, Antakya, Turkey.